are submerged or they've been damaged by flooding and landslides. Neighboring India has also suffered from torrential rain. IRN USA.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Walker Manufacturing Company reminds listeners that many accidents are a result of drivers on their cell phones. Cell phone usage while driving is quickly becoming a serious problem on our roadways. Whether you're talking or texting, cell phone use is a major distraction. That's from Walker Manufacturing Company at 5925 East Harmony in Fort Collins. In the business world, there are certain companies that stand out and attain a position of leadership and trust, whose community expertise and years of servicing the community has given them their fine reputation. Call 970-221-5614, Walker Manufacturing Company. As our children return to school, it's vital that we offer the guidance they deserve. Open communication is the only way to win the war against drugs and violence. Parents, talk to your kids and help them to make better decisions for themselves. That's from Gray's Cafe in Ault, inviting you to come and get it. Whether you're barely hungry or hungry as a bear, stop by Gray's Cafe at 200 East 1st Street in Ault. It's a great place for great food and a good time. Gray's Cafe, 200 East 1st Street in Ault, on the air because they care.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Peace Network. And our weather this morning is very shamish. We're going to be talking about certainly what's going on in Israel. And there are a lot of things that just don't make sense if you look at things from a logical point of view. If you look at things from a prophetic point of view, they make a lot of sense. Basically, there's tremendous anti-Semitism developing throughout the world. As a result of the recent conflict between the Israelis and Hamas, and of course, going in to get the tunnels and suddenly to stop the missiles from coming in. But as a direct result of that, well over 1,000 Palestinians dead and probably close to a similar number wounded. And basically, all throughout the world, there's growing anti-Semitism, which is forcing many Jews in countries like France and elsewhere simply to leave everything they have and move to the Holy Land where they feel at least they'll be among their own and protected. Is that what this is really all about that people don't recognize? Well, I don't know, but I do know that a lot of things going on in the world don't make sense. And we always enjoy having Barry with us because he's coming from a Jewish point of view, gives us an excellent overview, an honest overview, is not afraid to be critical of Israeli leadership. And Barry, why don't you bring us up to date what's going on in Israel today? Because this is a fluid situation and changing very rapidly. Go ahead.
Well, did you get the article I wrote yesterday?
No, I didn't. I haven't been on the computer yet.
Oh.
I'm going to have to tell us about it.
Well, you're going to be practice for me, I guess. It's the first time... Well, next time you'll know what I wrote. I'm going to tell you what I wrote. Let's make it easy. Look, the title is I'm So Sick of Being a Jew. And this is a metaphysical problem right now. We're heading into major, major problems. I'm going to just quote it now. It's the only way until next time when you know it. But look, you have to understand that this sickening manipulation of all the peoples is exploding the Middle East right now. And there's barely a sane voice arising from this, I don't know what you call mass murder. But it's in the hundreds, between Syria and Iraq alone, it's 200,000 dead. This is small-time violence. It's all right, I'm quoting me. Now, I put in a little background, which I went through on your show, and it's coming true, of course. I wrote about ISIS, and I did quote Aaron Klein of WorldNet Daily, and I did quote his article where, frankly, I think he convincingly exposed that in the year 2012, the United States trained the first ISIS troops, and he names the place, the northern Jordanian town of Safawi. And, well, now the U.S. has re-entered Iraq by bombing ISIS, the army they trained.
And then basically the U.S. created ISIS, financed ISIS, trained ISIS, and now the U.S. is bombing ISIS. Go ahead.
Isn't that great? Now, you know what the pretext is, that we're really mad at ISIS because they're threatening our buddies, the Kurds, like that was ever an issue. Well, it's now a pretext. But the big one, which I spoke about, is the taking over the Mosul Dam. That's the biggest dam, in the eastern Middle East. Of course, the Nile's got a bigger one, but this is the biggest dam. It dams the Euphrates, and they're holding it hostage. What I said last week on this show, watch out, water's coming. All right. Now, second background of this article, 70 Israeli soldiers have died blowing up Hamas terror tunnels into Israel. One officer, intelligence colonel Yossi Langotsky, told the IBA, that's the Israel Broadcast Authority, that the young men had died in vain. Israel had the sonar echolocation technology long ago to handle the tunnel problem. Here's the quote from my article. For 9 years, I raised hell and said terrorists are digging tunnels into Israeli territory, but the state security system is not organized with enough seriousness to deal with the threats. All right, I'm not diving into these. I did dive into them on your show previously. I'm diving into something else. And you're right about the anti-Semitism. You're wrong about the number of dead in Gaza. It's about 2,000 now. But it doesn't matter. It is spreading anti-Semitism, well, certainly throughout Europe, which, frankly, you can expect, but it's reached America as well. My state right now, Florida, we've seen one rabbi murdered last Saturday, three bookstores burned and gutted. Now, I have to deal with barely concealed anti-Jewish interpretations of this reality. You know what they all say. Look how many more Palestinians died. Therefore, Israel's a war criminal and similar misguided crap. But that's not what bothers me. It's the crap from Gentile friends of Israel sent to me with, you know, good intentions but very bad results. That's what distresses me. Now, I'm going to read you something sent to me a few days ago, and then we're going to dive in to a perspective. This is from a Christian perspective, and apparently it must have some followers. It's from the Jerusalem Watchman, .org. This was sent to me by my friend Nancy. It's Stan Goodenough, who I've known, I've known him for 25 years, but never truly took him very seriously to begin with. Now, here is his view of what's going on. A quote, "You pipe electricity to Gaza, drop leaflets over your intended targets to give your enemy time to escape and live to fight another day. Put your soldiers at..." Oh, darn. I'll start again after the commercial.
Very sad.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold?
It's a very, very big commission.
Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Barry Samish and Barry, go ahead and pick up the story.
All righty. And I am going to return to water, because now America is in Iraq, supposedly, to wrest control of the Mosul Dam from ISIS. But let me go to my article. Now, here is, again, JerusalemWatchman.org. This was sent to me a couple of days ago, and I'm going to quote part of the article. Again, Stan Goodenough wrote it, and he may have good intentions, but he's going to get some very bad results from this thinking. All right, here is a brief quote. You pipe electricity to Gaza, drop leaflets over your intended targets to give your enemy time to escape and live to fight another day. Put your own soldiers' lives at risk rather than endanger the lives of Israel-hating Gazans. You send official delegates to Cairo to hold negotiations with this organization whose goal mirrors that of the Nazis and who would enthusiastically pursue that goal if only they had the wherewithal to perpetrate against Israel's Jews what Germany did to Europe's. It is as though you were negotiating with Hitler. I wrote this friend of mine, Nancy, and I said, here's my quote. Quoting Stan's pie-in-the-sky analysis isn't serious. Israel was chopped like liver for a generation until it's raining rockets. Most of the blame for the upcoming demise comes from the Israeli rulers and their blind moronic supporters. Everything I've written is coming to fruition. The problem is, that line of thinking, by the way, I'll call it right-wing thinker. It doesn't matter. It's wrong. He doesn't understand what Israel is, and we're going to get into that. Look, the Jews have a different, the apologists, they've got a different mentality. That's the, that Hamas are Nazis and Jews must destroy them before they mass murder us. That's the line, okay? It's just that misreading of history that's leading us into desperate trouble all over again. Now, when you get my article, you will see a very long, complicated quote from a Hebron rabbi. His name is Chaim Simons. He has a grasp of the real war being fought again with the same rules. Now, I have to re-edit the article. I found two errors that have to be fixed, but I'm just going to quote one section of the article, and it involves America. Now, you may not have known this. People forget, but Franklin Roosevelt convened a conference in 1938 with 32 nations. It was a very serious, if they had resolved anything, it would have been extremely serious. This was held in the French resort town of Evian, you know, where you get your water from. The purpose of this convention that Franklin Roosevelt convened was to try to find places of refuge from Jews fleeing Hitler. Now, I've read a lot of things about Roosevelt, and he was an anti-Semite. That's why the Holocaust carried on seemingly without opposition. That's not true. He planned to save the Jews, but he was sabotaged by the labor Zionists who had taken over the Jewish agency in Jerusalem, by essentially the Jewish left. I'm going to quote a leader of the labor Zionists, that's Yitzhak Grunbaum, but 2 weeks after the Evian conference, they went bananas. And they called their own conference, and here's a direct quote from Grunbaum, who said, quote, "The Evian conference can be expected to cause us grave damage. Eretz Yisrael could be eliminated as a country for Jewish immigration, and we are very apprehensive that because of this conference, it could be relegated to the end of the line. We want to prevent this damage." Remember, the damage is saving the Jews of Europe. All right, that's the damage. "There is the danger that while searching for a destination country, some territory will be found to which Jewish immigration will be directed." Now look at this quote. "We must defend our principle that Jewish settlement can only succeed in Eretz Yisrael and that no other settlement can come into the calculation." I'm going to interpret this. Screw the Jews. We want labor, left-wing Zionists and nobody else. So nothing came out.
Israel and no other place.
Yeah, that's what they concluded from the conference. There's much, much more, by the way. And I'll decide if next time we meet, I'll go into the depths of the conspiracy against the Jews by the Jews. But first, let me get this one over. It's a complicated and horrible issue. By November came Kristallnacht, and the Jews were on their way to the Holocaust. Now, I'm just going to quote Ben-Gurion for just 1 second. The father of Israel. This was at the Mapai, that's far left labor Zionism, Central Committee. He realized that Evian was a threat to his Zionism. I'm just going to do one quote. "If I would know that it would be possible to save all the German Jewish children by bringing them over to England and only half of them by transporting them to Eretz Yisrael, I would choose Eretz Yisrael." And here's his rationalization for this incredibly motivated and sick thinking. "Since before us is not just these children, but the history of the Jewish people. Well, that certainly came true. They were all but 100,000 wiped out in Europe. Now I go back to Rabbi Simons. And by the way, I said at the beginning of the show, all of this is tearing me apart. This was an article that stretched my metaphysics to the breaking point. But Rabbi Simons ignores, maybe there's a very remote possibility that he doesn't know that without the founders of Israel, it's really debatable whether there could have been the Holocaust. That's, again, for a debate club somewhere, we'll never know. But with the Jews of Israel on board, well, they signed an agreement with the Nazis called the Transfer Agreement. This was in 1933. That's why they're fighting Evian. They consigned the Jews that weren't on their side, or were too old, or were just studying Torah and the yeshiva. Whoever didn't fit, they were just sent to their deaths. What the Transfer Agreement was, you ban all Jewish organizations, that's the Nazis, of course, but labor Zionists, and let us get our Jews to Israel. And I did include a few details of this horrific, horrific agreement at the end of the article. Now, where did it lead? I'm going to give you one example of where it led after the Kristallnacht. This is from, I shouldn't even give his name, Jonas Pukas. He was investigated by the New Zealand government and filmed. He was a member of the Lithuanian police battalion that, well, shot 200,000 Jews. That's what happened in Lithuania. And here is a quote from Mr. Pukas, mass murderer. Quote, Jews scream like geese when they were shot. And on we go with this new film, a chilling interview with Nancy, war criminal who was a member of the Mobile Murder Squad. Who wouldn't scream like a goose when standing in a field with your friends, townsmen, family, being machine gunned to death on every side of you and you're next? All of this to create this atrocity against Jews called Israel. And we're stuck, okay? I'm not going to dive into that. We're stuck. But who does this nightmare nation representing the Jews call to referee the latest war? A quote, Dr. Stan Avigdor Lieberman, the Israeli foreign minister, called on Germany to find a lasting solution to the Gaza crisis, reviving the EU border mission of 2005 to 2007 to monitor the Rafah crossing. Lieberman wants Germany to take the lead in this mission as the wealthiest leader of the EU. Did you follow all that?
I follow it all, and from a logical point of view, it doesn't make sense. But until people understand that it all had to do with fighting Jews, which is forced to go to Israel, you either go to Israel or you die. That's all the ones who died. The religious want to go to Israel. Okay.
Well, we'll dive into, yes, that may be a major motivation for this current war. The anti-Semitism in France is pre-Nazi now, right? It's really pre-Nazi right now. But how much time do we have till the break?
Well, let's see, we have approximately 3 to 2 minutes.
All right, then I'm going to go on And let's talk about why, again, why you're told you're back in Iraq. And it's spreading, by the way. As we said on your show last week, when America had bombed a few places to prevent a mountain with, about 20,000 Kurds from the Shiites starving or thirsting them out, America bombed ISIS. And that is the pretext for your current war. Now, this subject may be a little boring to you, but it's so relevant and I can't ignore it. Israel hopes to solve its problems with the Arabs by producing a lot of water and providing them with their only source of water. That is the strategy. Israel is a leading expert in desalination. Now, I'm going to quote you. Oh, let's keep it easy. I'll quote you one source. I've got a few.
The background of the Holocaust and the fact that there were actually labor Zionists working closely with the Nazis to facilitate the extermination of the Jews. Please put it in.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold?
It's a very, very big commission.
Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
The folks who care at the Platteville Public Library remind parents, this back-to-school season, prepare your kids the right way by boning up on their reading and studying skills. By doing so, you give them a fighting chance at success. So help your child succeed and prepare them for back-to-school properly. That's from the Platteville Public Library, because they care about your child's education. For more information on study and reading programs for your kids, call 785-2231 and get your kids properly prepared for back-to-school. Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Tony, Barry, Sam, Barry, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your book, how they can get to your radio station, radio program, and how they can get to your PayPal button.
Sure, thank you. Well, my books are all at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. I would guess that for this subject, Bye Bye Gaza might be the most relevant, although you'll find information in all of them. My website, thanks to David Samarin, this article, a wrong one might be up today, but I'm going to send him an edited one. Two mistakes, but it bothers me. I'm kind of a perfectionist, and I can't afford an editor. In fact, doing the show and getting ready for it, I edited the piece. Well, nonetheless, it's BarryChamish.com. www. Then spell my last name, Chamish. CHAMISH.com. Same thing at Lulu. You'll see a search box. Just write in my name, Chamish. CHAMISH. My radio show, it's on tomorrow evening. It's at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. All right, let's go back to this issue of water. Now, I told you this dam business last week was going to get you back in Iraq. Well, it did. You are now facing another war in the Middle East, this time against ISIS, and I'm not going to dive into it. Looks like America trained and funded and armed ISIS, and God knows why, all right? But the business of water, now that is a beaut. The Mosul Dam is the biggest dam in the eastern Middle East, and if they're holding it hostage, in short, ISIS. Now, Israel thinks that desalination can be the, well, it'll be a formula for finding a solution to one of the core issues in their problem with the Palestinians. We're going to provide enough water so that, well, there's no reason there should be conflict. Well, here's a quote from Jackie Aron. He's a desalination expert at Ben-Gurion University. In the end, by everyone having enough water, we take away one unnecessary reason that there should be conflict. Boy, if people actually believe what they say, it'll make no difference. Nothing will make a difference. The Palestinian-Israeli conflict goes on forever. The hatred is, after this war, it'll be a generation at least before tempers stop, well, flare down. All right, but I'm going to give you another expert in water. His name is Gideon Bromberg. He's the Israeli director of Friends of the Earth. Just by that title, I imagine it's some sort of ecological group. Yeah, here's what it says, an environmental advocacy group. All right. Here's the first quote. Desalination combined with Israel's leadership and wastewater reuse presents political opportunities that were not available even 5 years ago. Isn't that terrific? Now let's go on to what these political opportunities are, and the downsides, by the way. Now here's a couple of downsides of providing all the water that Israel, Palestine could ever use. Bromberg said desalination is not an end-all solution. The plants require immense amounts of energy, consuming roughly 10% of Israel's total electricity production. Okay, that's aside. I suppose we can afford the electricity. That isn't the issue. The issue is right now. Remember, when you desalinate, you're separating the brine from the water. And what do you do with the brine? Mountains and mountains of salt are returned to the Mediterranean. Now, what he says is that returning the brine right now is minor. But Bromberg insists it is too early to say what impact multiple plants would have, saying much more research is required. The problem is a number of countries, including Cyprus, Lebanon, Egypt, they're all building or considering building desalination plants, and then there will be an effect. All right. You can only upset the water salinity so much before fish don't like it anymore. But that's for the future. We're about to muck up the Mediterranean to bring peace to Israel, Palestine. But Bromberg realizes that relying so heavily on desalination presents a security risk. Military strikes or other threats could knock out large portions of the area's water supply. All righty. Remember, there was a war in 2006, this with Hezbollah. They aimed to strike an Israeli power plant. Now, a spokesman from the Water Authority acknowledged that, quote, anything in Israel is vulnerable. But he said, now this is where the rationality sounds so super and it's just so out to luncheon. At the same time, sensitive infrastructure behind the enemy lines, he believes, won't be touched because, quote, I hope that people will be smart enough not to harm their own infrastructure, he said. Now, of course, this man is moving to Jupiter in a few days. This water business, you're about to see what happens in Iraq. If this ISIS gets really ticked off, they can blow Mosul. The water will flow down throughout the Euphrates swamp. Baghdad, it will be the ecological mess of the era. That's what they're holding this dam for. And I suppose that's why they, just like the Nazis, by the way, nobody's stopping them from massacring. A few United States airstrikes won't be enough to stop the massacres. Watch out. You're heading back to Iraq. There. You got it from me. For all that's worth, you're heading back to Iraq, where you're going to meet the very people you have been funding. Well, let me just say.
Hold the thought. Oh. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, that is our last segment here with Barry Shamus. Go right ahead, Barry.
Now we have to get to the fact that Hamas, which came into power in 2000, overthrew power in the year 2007, took over the Gaza Strip. There was a conference held in Sharm el-Sheikh. That, by the way, I recall as a beautiful resort on the southern tip of the Sinai Peninsula when Israel had it. Today, the whole Sinai is just terror land into the Makwiko, all right? But at this conference, Hillary Clinton, then Secretary of State, pledged $300 million directly to Hamas. The United States government, by the way, pledged $900 million. And believe me when I say that $900 million is a big chunk of funds for the Palestinian Authority. Well, here's the quote. Hamas directly received the funds, none of which were deposited as required in workers' bank accounts. Instead, they were used to rebuild the homes and mosques they wanted. So, what do you know? You get Hamas going directly with $300 million, but leading up to, now I'm going to quote, it's something I quoted before, but you've got to understand, before this latest so-called skirmish, it's a war. There have been more than 2,000 dead. It's a war between Israel and Hamas. The United States was holding talks with Hamas. Now, this was reported by BuzzFeed. Okay, the Americans didn't like to hear this report, and they went bananas. Now, here is their source. Quote, our administration needed to hear from them that this unity government would move toward democratic elections and a more peaceful resolution with the entire region. Boy, that worked out great. And somebody said this, believing it, believe it or not. It was important to have that line of communication. U.S. officials went nuts denying the charges. Quote, these assertions are completely untrue. That comes from U.S. State Department spokesman Marie Harf. She told BuzzFeed, there's no such back channel. Our position on Hamas has not changed. More of this, rebuffing comes from U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Daniel Shapiro. This he said on IDF radio. We do not have ties to Hamas. We do not work with them. And we do not give assistance to them. And we won't even work with a government that has Hamas sitting in its parliament. All of this is a crock. I believe the report. The level of denial is too high for it not to be true. for whatever reasons, you are now in the Middle East backing Hamas, bombing ISIS, which you created, probably going to end up with infantry on the ground to defeat ISIS, and you knew what you were doing. You know, your people didn't, obviously. Your people know nothing. But whoever's in charge, and by the way, I can go into theories of who's behind, who's in charge, and who's really running the states and all that. But they knew what they were doing, and you've got yourself a war that's taking hold in every country in the Middle East, and it's exploding with just two countries, Syria and Iraq, 200,000 dead and close to 2 million refugees. So for a government that wanted peace in the Middle East, forget Israel. The rest of the place is exploding just as mightily. There, that's my conclusion to this report. Do I have time? And I'll return to what I wrote.
You've got about 2 minutes.
I'm going to plug myself again. 2 minutes is not enough time. I wrote an article. Please look at it today. I'll send you the edited version if you would like later. My books are at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. There's a search box. Write in my name, Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. Most relevant, I would believe, is Bye Bye Gaza. Well, there's two versions. Get the black and white version. It's a lot cheaper. My website is barrychamish.com. I will be sending my webmaster, David Samarin, the article edited later today. So with any luck, it may be up later today. And folks, I'm going to conclude just with an observation. This is becoming very, very hard on me. That's it. You don't have to know why.
Well, I think it is because you believe in Israel, and yet you see all the things it's doing that are totally wrong and are evil. But then, of course, the same thing is true with the United States. I love America, but what we are doing and financing certainly Hamas, certainly in financing and training ISIS and now attacking ISIS, it doesn't make sense unless there's another agenda behind what's going on. Barry, we'll look forward to talking to you later this week, and thanks for all you do.
And thank you for having me. Bye,
folks. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program. But if you're looking for logic about what's going on there, suddenly you must understand we trained ISIS, we armed ISIS, we financed ISIS, and now we're bombing ISIS. And it looks to me like ISIS is going to take over most of the Middle East. Certainly they are well on their way to taking over Iraq. They're well on their way to taking over Syria. And certainly this is a jihadist, the radical Islamic movement. Why are we funding radical Islam? Well, you can't have a war. You got to have a system. You can't have a war.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Tri Property Management in Greeley reminds us in the last year, 52% of students have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, you were saying, if you go off on the internet, you'll find out that the CIA trained, financed, and armed ISIS, and now we're fighting them. You go off on the internet and you find out, where did Hamas come from? Why Israel created Hamas? And of course, Israel, the Israeli government, is simply an extension of the evil that is our own government. You see, basically, we have a wonderful, wonderful country with a wonderful, wonderful heritage. But there is a small, subversive group that has been working for the last 200 years to take control of our government. They do control it. They control, certainly, the military. They have their agents. And you look, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he always comes from the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for a secret society created by Cecil Rhodes. Certainly, they have control of a major bank. The six major banks control 67% of our assets. J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, the Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and basically they all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateralist, Bilderberger Group. Certainly, they control the media. The 90% of the media outlets in America are controlled by six major corporations, and that, of course, is AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom, that controls CBS, Disney, that controls ABC, and certainly Comcast, that controls NBC, and then there's Rupert Murdoch. Those six major corporations control 90% of the media assets in America. They pretend that you're getting both sides. You're not getting both sides. You're getting what they want you to get. And certainly they actually control the major corporations because the banks have the money to lend to them. We live in a totally controlled society, and the average American has little idea. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you need to go to our website and read the material that we have posted there. Listen to our radio programs.